Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeremy Carr.
Yeah.
At this point, when the Baltimore Orioles front office trades for a pitcher, what's your thoughts?
At this point?
Yeah.
I mean, it just, I don't know that I have a thought for it because I know they need them. It's interesting, though.
Do you doubt them?
No, I don't. But again, like I know everybody's going to say I'm biased or whatever towards this. I think we have two unbelievably good GMs in this town, and I don't know why people criticize them.
Bias would be, in my opinion, forming a blind opinion based on no history or facts.
Yeah.
Trevor Rogers.
Who do you think of? Charlie Morton?
No. I was second team all MLB guy 2 years ago. Name I guess, excuse me.
Bradish.
Yeah. Traded for him. They have history. Look at the relievers that they traded for that they got something out of that it was just no more juice. Mm-hmm. They've done this over and over and over again. So the trade for Shane Baz tells me they see something in him. And instead of me doubting it, I got the idea. I got the feeling of, man, I can't wait. I don't know what it is, but I can't wait.
So here's the thing with Shane Baz, because let me just kind of break it down for some people. And I think there's some people out there on social media that done a really good job talking about his pitch makeup. He has one pitch that some people think it's one of the best pitches in all of baseball. And it's his knuckle curve, yes. I believe. He is a guy, so he was a top 10 pick, a former top 20 prospect. He has 3 years of control. And if you look deeper into the numbers, this is a guy that they think has that type of potential to be a number one. I'm not telling you he is that. Right now, all I know is he fits right in the middle of your rotation with a chance to be higher than that. But trading for him and giving up what they got, like what they traded, do I think it was too much? Probably, but what's the asking price now? I'm not going to sit here and kill them for giving up more to go get it. And by the way, when everybody was complaining about the Kyle Sowers trade and I wasn't, I was more upset what they gave up for Eflin, even though I liked getting Eflin. They gave up some young prospects there that I think are going to pan out. And I always like to look at the prospects that Tampa Bay wants back because they're pretty freaking good.
Well, Shane Baz has 3 years of control. That's number one. What was one of the biggest complaints about the Orioles at the trade deadline?
They didn't add anybody or they wouldn't not trade just, prospects?
Yes. You're so concerned, especially in 2024. You're so concerned about these prospects and you're not in win now mode. Slater DeBrun, how many people knew this guy before he got traded?
If they knew him, they knew him because they just heard his name recently when he was drafted.
Caden Bowden, we knew who he was. We did. Michael Foret, Austin O'Vern. I mean, when are these guys going to help you out? Not this year. Not in 2026. They're not going to help you out. to criticize an organization because they worry too much about prospects and then say they gave up too much when all they gave up were prospects. That's all they gave up. You want help in the rotation. They got help in the rotation. Maybe this team is starting to change its business model. Maybe they're a win now team. You know, they keep talking about the financial resources. Okay, we'll give up some prospects to win now. And when we got to worry about that, we'll either draft well again, trade, or get free agents. Well, because when you're winning, you know what you do? You compete for free agents.
So here is something, and again, maybe this has changed. This article is like over a year old, but they were talking about Boz's makeup, and he has a curveball that has one of the highest miles per hour for break that it has. So meaning, like Hunter Brown, 84.2 miles per hour is its average, 16-inch induced break. Okay, Justin Slayton from Boston, 85 miles an hour, 16.1-inch induced break. Shane Boz, 83.8 miles per hour with a 14.1-inch induced break. And again, throwing this knuckle curve, which a lot of people think in this industry that he has a great makeup. He's one of the highest strikeout guys as well. So you're talking about a guy that could have a strikeout percentage. It wouldn't shock me to see him north of 30. Honestly, I would be shocked if he was below 30% strikeout rate.
He had 176 strikeouts and 166 in the third innings. And 31 starts, so some durability there as well. 410-583-1057 is the number. And again, I go back to this. Their history of trading for pitchers gives me confidence that this guy is the right guy. He's going to help out the rotation because they wouldn't trade for him, especially give that up if they didn't think so. At some point, you got to trust the people that are making the decisions, especially when their history of making that decision is pretty good.
Well, especially if you go back and look at what Trevor Rogers did last year. Do they have something now where it's like, hey, that's the guy we want and I can go fix him? Because Boz wasn't on anybody's radar, at least when we were talking about all these pitchers that were out there. The other thing that comes up with this is that the Orioles are doing a pretty damn good job of putting their foot to ass to the Red Sox because they keep taking all the guys the Red Sox are going after as well. Red Sox, they flinch because the Orioles got Pete Alonso, and then you go out and do what? You're making this type of signing. You're making that type of move. You're going to trade for this guy. I guess we'll see what it looks like. But, you know, being in on starting pitching, they're not done. They're still making moves. And if you heard Pete Alonso talk about it, he's like, yeah, they kind of sold me with what they were telling me they were doing. The money obviously makes the final decision.
He's going to get the money. He's going to get that money from everybody.
Yeah, there were three teams that were in there in that combination of competing for money-wise, and then the Orioles offered more than anyone else.
I'm just spitballing here. I don't know if I said this on air. December the 29th. I think that's the day they're going to make a big move. I don't know why. That date just stands out for me. December the 29th is the day the Orioles make a big move. I'm not talking about sign somebody to a minor league contract. I mean a big move, a move that's going to impact this team. I'm just spitballing December the 29th. Now watch on December the 29th and 30th if people beat me up because it didn't happen. But I'm going to stick with that day, December 29th.
Well, I mean, he has 4-plus pitches. The thing I can't get past is that blonde mustache. Damn, dude, what the hell's going on with that?
You all on his mustache,
because,
man.
Like, when you look at the facial hair, you're looking at him going, does he have? And then you get closer, you're like, yeah, he does. He got a mustache. It's blonde. How many people you know with blonde mustaches? It's different.
I don't know. I got to check my inventory.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll wait. Rosedale, Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Taco Tuesday, guys.
Absolutely, my friend.
Can the Orioles return to contention in 2026? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You too. They can and they will. They will. This past season was a hiccup. By the way, man, I haven't had any tacos in so long.
You haven't?
Yeah, man. No carbs until Christmas.
What? You can't have tacos?
It's carb.
Corn's carb. You can get a corn tortilla. Can't you get tacos without the...
That's a salad.
No, it's not.
Who wants that?
It's a deconstructed taco.
That's a salad.
It's fancy.
Yeah.
I upcharged $10 because I deconstructed it. That's you ever got one of those? Yeah. Here's a deconstructed cheesesteak. Man,
you did less weight. Yeah, less work. You did less work. You didn't have to do anything for the bread. I'm with you on that, Jeremy.
You put that's meat and cheese stuff on it and crumbled a cracker over the top.
This is what gets me. How come Dunkin' and all these people now don't charge you extra for oat milk?
They don't now?
Nope. You know why?
Why?
Because they didn't need to in the first place.
Oh, it was just a scam, is what you're saying?
It's a scam, man. It's a scam.
I'm not bougie, so I don't get oat milk.
Now, think about that for a second. Let's rewind what you just said. Bougie people drink oat milk. Therefore, bougie people are going to pay the upcharge because they don't want to be unbougie by complaining about the upcharge.
Yeah.
That's why they did it.
So then shut your bougie ass up and pay the upcharge.
There's no more upcharge. Kevin in Kingsville. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, I was just going to sit and listen, but Jeremy, when you talked about my man Mustache, the first guy that popped in my head was Bob from Accountant. Yeah. You might not know who that
is. Bob? From the movie?
No, from Martin. From Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, with that blonde mustache.
You know, Jeremy wasn't allowed to watch Martin in his household.
Are you being serious?
He was not allowed. He's like,
are you being serious right now?
Go ahead, Kevin.
When Dad came downstairs and the WB was on, I had to change the channel. No.
I was trying to get him to the cookout, Rob.
I was, hey, man. He calls it a picnic. Yeah. The barbecue. Nah. He calls it a barbecue.
You got some work to do, Jay, man.
Hey, man, let's go to Johnny, who's in Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. Happy holidays to y'all.
Same to you, man.
Look, even if these players could come up and play on opening day, where you going to put them? And then y'all's phone's going to be ringing talking about, well, why ain't they playing them every day? Why ain't they got Kirstad in every day? Why ain't they got Mayo in every day? Man, like I said a couple weeks ago, stop this mess. Let these people do their thing. They doing their thing.
Hey, Johnny, thanks a lot, my man. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let me go one more before we get out of here. Let's go Alex in Reisterstown. What's up, Alex?
What's going on? Two things. Number one, Gunnar Henderson's got an incredible blonde mustache. And
there you go.
Number two, you talk about stupid upcharges and deconstructing things. Domino's ran a whole campaign about being 20 years behind the Stuffed Crust campaign program.
The what?
Stuffed Crust?
Yeah. They ran a whole campaign. We've never had a Stuffed Crust before. That's been out for like 20 years.
They all did it. Papa John's did it too, where it's like, hey, we just use real ingredients. We don't have to do these gimmicks. Hey, here's an Italian cold cut pizza. How about a pizza with pickles on it? Yeah, like everybody was doing it, claiming this. But I do want to say this. You're talking about Gunner's mustache. That ain't blonde until you see Shane Boz's mustache. That's blonde.
Kim McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock, but on the side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, the one thing I want to get clear, I got a bunch of stories for you that I think are funny, but I came across this clip, and I've always wanted to play it on here. We all have friends that have funny laughs, right?
Yes.
You have a friend that just, you want to make them laugh because they have funny laughs. Like, the best man at my wedding, his name's Nate Scroggins, and he laughs like, like that over, and he can't control it. So there was a group that got a show that got all these people with funny laughs together, and once one starts laughing, they all start laughing. I'm going to play you the audio from it because I think it's amazing. So we'll do that next in the World of Stupid.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. MasterClass.com/audio.
Hi, DSW. birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, so we do have some pretty dumb stories today.
You mean like the time where you had a Hall of Fame running back who was averaging 7 yards a carry, and you took him out? But, you know, we don't talk about that because it was only 6 plays.
It was just 6 plays.
That should be in the world of stupid.
But they were cones. They could have been people, man. They could have been people. All right, let me get to this because these stories are, well, like the title says, stupid. How about this one? Missing female triathlete. So triathlete, for the people, you're swimming, you're riding your bike, you're running. So you got to train in all these different facets, right? Like if you were going up against a shark in a triathlon, you know you got him on ground. He's got you in the water. It's just a matter of how well he can ride a bike. I think you might have the edge, Rob. Point is, and I'm bringing up a shark because people think this woman was getting ready for her triathlon and attacked by a shark. Friends said they saw a large splash and then she disappeared. A triathlete described as an exceptional swimmer is missing. It's 55-year-old woman believed to be the victim of a gruesome shark attack. Erica Fox was participating in a weekly swim club called Kelp Crawlers in Pacific Grove Sunday when the group feared a large splash was an attacking shark. While the other swimmers all made it back to shore, the search for Fox has since been suspended, though cops didn't clarify if she was a victim of a shark attack. The investigation continues, but that's believed to what happened. And Rob, if we ever find out that you were attacked by a shark, we should ask ourselves, how did a shark get on land?
See, this is my question to you. If you break into my house and I go in on you, did I attack you?
No, it was trespassing.
You broke in. Okay. If I break into your house and you get the best of me, did you attack me? So if you're in water, it's not a shark attack.
You invaded his privacy.
Yeah. If the shark comes on land, that's a shark attack. In water is not a shark attack.
By the way,
get your ass out the water.
Somebody pulled up an old post from Erica Fox, and it's basically a scuba diver swimming next to a shark. And it says, this is the most dangerous animal in the world, and by his side, a shark swims peacefully. I mean, if you got killed by a shark and posted that, yeah, somebody's got to revisit that. But the kelp crawlers, you know what gets me, too, is like the, like even the girl that was involved in the shark attack that was a surfer, they made the movie about and all that, back out there surfing again. If something like that happens to you, are you getting back out there? Like, I mean, you're probably the wrong person to ask about the water, but like, let's say it was, I don't know, if you got on some sort of scooter and you had a scooter accident, it was really bad.
Right.
You jumping back on the scooter?
No.
Okay. I mean, I just don't.
No.
I mean, more power to you if you got the confidence to get back out there. All right. How about this story? And this probably has so many punchlines that I didn't even pull up, but pint-sized perps lead cops on frantic chase after they learn how to steal cars on YouTube. A trio of pint-sized carjackers led Ohio cops on a frantic chase after they thought to themselves, how could we steal a car? And then they watched video on YouTube. Newburgh High kids, ages 8, 11, and 12, were caught on Saturday after spinning out of control and crashing the white Hyundai sedan that they had hotwired. They figured out how to hotwire a car.
It's all there.
Could you hotwire a car?
Could I? No, I don't know. I've never tried.
Think you might be able to figure it out if you messed around with it for a bit? Like, if you had to do it in a hurry and get the hell out of here, it ain't happening.
I've gotten into, it's funny, it's ironic, my police car. I left my keys in my vehicle when I was a police, and it was locked. So you saw a police officer walking around asking people if they had a hanger, and I broke into my own police vehicle. I'm glad camera phones weren't out back then.
By the way, I like this, though, because out of the 8, 11, and 12-year-old, the 11-year-old was the one that was driving. The 12-year-old's like, man, I can't do that. I ain't getting involved with this.
12-year-old did the hot wiring.
Yeah, the 11-year-old was behind the wheel of the sedan when the license plate reader registered a stolen car. This has got to be a record for the youngest driver in a pursuit that I've ever seen. What was he going, 12 miles an hour? That kid had to be scared as hell driving that, trying to look over the damn dash. Police pursued until the driver took a hard turn, spun out of control, and crashed into a house. Wow. All right, let's get to this last part. So, couple things. Do you have any friends with really awkward laughs or really funny laughs? Because I go back to this, like Mo had one of the best laughs you'd ever want to hear. And he had a couple different ones. And I told people this, I could tell when he was given the courtesy laugh. I could tell when you really got him or if you just kind of got him. Cause those were the three laughs. I have, as I said, my best man at my wedding has one of the funniest laughs. And I think her kids might be listening, but my wife works with a woman named Beth, that has, how do I want to put this? Or no, not Beth, Kim, that has one of the most unique laughs I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to try to imitate it because then it would seem like I'm making fun of it. She's a beautiful girl. And you turn your head every time you hear the laugh. Like, where did that come from? there's been so many people. Like,
does it have some bass to it or is it like high pitched?
It's different. And I'm going to, like, I'll play you these laughs and you'll kind of understand what I'm talking about. One of my childhood friends, Rick, his stepfather, Rick, had a laugh that went,
like, wait, his name is Rick and his stepdad's name is Rick?
Yeah, his mom got remarried to another Rick. But anyway, Joe, do you have anybody with funny laughs?
Not that I can, like, nothing off the top awkward? Of my head.
I got so many of them. You?
Mm-mm. You make people laugh a lot, so I feel like you hear people's laughs, more.
Maybe. Labs. I don't know. Laughs.
Like I said it like leaf and leaves.
Laughs. All right, let me play you this sound. This game show or whatever it was, talk show, had the idea of getting people together with the funniest laughs. And as soon as one starts, the rest of them start going.
Yeah, that's it. That sounds, yeah. Zamitin.
That one's kind of like Eddie Murphy.
By the way, I shared that video on YouTube or from YouTube on Twitter, or maybe I just retweeted it from somebody. But if you want to watch it, at JCon Sports. But it's one of the greatest things when you have somebody that has a laugh like that. You want to make them laugh all the time,
yeah,
and get the real laugh where they can't stop. But that one was a perfect. Like hearing what is that? How do you come up with that laugh?
One of them did sound like the Eddie Murphy from Delirious. Oh, it's so ridiculous. Yeah, it sounded like that.
Yeah, he had that. I mean, there's a bunch of them. Like Seth Rogen has the whatever that is. Maria Menounos has the same thing, but the female version. So yeah, but anyway, that's your world of stupid. Just a couple of people laughing with the funniest laughs in the world.
Kim McCusick, 8 o'clock on the other side. DK Metcalf suspended for 2 games. Do you think his absence would really hurt the Pittsburgh Steelers? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 7:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. DK Metcalf, we saw this coming. Were you surprised there's 2 games and not one?
Not really, just because of the simple fact that you going and reaching to someone in the stands, they want to try to make an example out of them, I'm assuming, because how often we had this? We had former Jacksonville player. Was it the Maryland? Was it the guy that came to the Ravens? Was it Ngakoue? Mm-hmm. Is that who it was? Was it him that went into the stands yelling at somebody?
Yeah.
There was a Jags defensive lineman, pass rusher, whatever, that just started yelling at somebody. We had Marcus Peters go in the stand. Where are you from, homie? Where are you from? Like, getting into that, but it didn't turn into hands. He slapped that guy. He grabbed the guy. Yeah, it looked like an open hand slap. I don't know if he punched him or hurt him. And of course, this guy's got the neck brace on and everything now. The first thing he did was hire a lawyer.
Now, Joe, you said some Steelers fans are butthurt about this.
Yeah, you remember Lamar, like, pushed that fan earlier this season when the fan kind of got up on it. Was that DeAndre Hopkins, I think, after a touchdown, and Steelers fans say, well, Lamar hit that guy. Why didn't he get suspended?
Didn't the fan touch him and grab him and Lamar turned around and pushed him?
That's the difference.
That guy was sitting up there and DK went over and he took, like, the guy walks down and he leans over to say what he said to him. And it looks like he's got his hand.
No contact.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
So Chad Ochocinco said that DK told him the fan used a racial slur and then called his mother a C word. There has also been a report that DK's had an issue with that fan in Seattle.
He said it before.
And then he's tried to get that guy removed. And then there's also a video of the fan, of another person took a video of the fan after DK punched him. He turned around and said, that's what I wanted. That's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
None of that matters to me.
I got you. That's just the scuttlebutt.
None of that means anything to me at all. How old is DK Metcalf? He's about 30. I'd say
roughly.
All right. Number one, he's been around long enough. He's heard some things. He's 28 years old. All right. I'm going to say this, and I think, Jeremy, you've seen me enough to know that I stand by this. You know things. I don't care what someone says to you. That doesn't give you a right to physically assault them. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. That's a choice. But you're not going to be relieved of what you did. You physically assaulted them. I don't care what they say to you. If you want to handle it that way, but afterwards you telling me, well, he called me the N-word. From where? Across the room?
Has anybody else in that group said that they heard him say that? Because
I don't care if he did or not. That's not an excuse. It's not a reason. You don't. And again, you've been around me long enough to know I practice what I preach on that.
Yeah.
Okay, what more about what you say to me? I ain't worried about that. Come across the room now, we got problems. I'm going to lay hands on you. But you talking, I can talk back. I can insult you back. We can go word for word, and that's fine. But for a grown man telling me, hey, well, he called me the N-word, he used a racial slur and called my mom the C-word. Okay. All right, so you went over and hit him. All right. What are we, 12? Seriously. I mean, we're 12 years old?
Do you think it'll get reduced to a single game? Because a lot of people think
it should
it'll
be.
I
thought it should be one game anyway.
Yeah, because the other thing is the fact that the fan is acting this way, he's had issues before, that's why they're saying it'll go from 2-1.
I thought 2 was a little aggressive.
Yeah, he should appeal this game and then take the suspension in week 18.
Well, they said the NFL is not going to want to take out one of Pittsburgh's best players in a game that could mean something then the season.
I think there's a better chance with the game on the line that Pittsburgh puts in a suspended DK Metcalf than the Ravens put in Derrick Henry for 6 plays.
Wow.
That's what I think.
Wow.
I just like how Pittsburgh has another wide receiver that's a head case. It's like your friend gets all the hot girls, but they're all crazy.
See, I think this is more of a bad decision than a head case. I don't think DK is a head case. I think he just made a bad choice.
He's had some things over the years, though.
Like what? I don't remember.
I mean, he's very outspoken.
He's outspoken.
Let me see if there was another.
I'm outspoken. I'm not a head case.
Let me see if there's more to it. I always felt like he was one. You had the incident with the Lions fan. Video circle. It's everything. I can't even find anything on because everything's a Lions fan incident right now. So has he had any other fines or anything because of issues?
Yeah. Well, issues are just probably the normal NFL fines, uniforms and all that stuff.
Yeah. Like everything you're looking up right now.
Deion paid a fine every week.
Yeah. All right.
Literally.
But who was it? Bruce Laird said that he had to be the fashion police out there when guys' socks weren't right and everything. And some guys are like, F it, I'll pay the 10 grand. Could you imagine paying 10 grand to wear your socks the way you want to wear them?
True story. I was with Bruce Laird up in the press box. This was years ago. It may have been 30 degrees outside. He was talking about, yeah, these guys do this with their socks and that and that. I looked down at his ankles and said, dude, you should be fine. It's 30 degrees and you're not wearing socks.
Bruce is the best.
And, of course, knowing Bruce, you know how he responded to me. I can't say it on air. 410-583-1057. I'm not going to lie to you. I miss Bruce Laird. When he used to come in Monday morning quarterback, I always thought he added – football needs an old school perspective. If you look at all the broadcasts, there's always old school guys on there. You know, Fox has Howie. They have Michael Strahan. They have Gonzalez. Is he on Fox?
He's
Matt Ryan.
Gonzalez switched to, is he prime now or is he?
Yeah. But where's Matt Ryan? He's Fox, isn't he?
I think it's Fox.
Fox, yeah. Okay. So you have the younger guys, and I would consider Matt Ryan to be that. But then you also have the old school guys who bring that perspective. I think football is one of those games more so. It's good to have in baseball and basketball, but I think football more so because it's changed so much. It's always good to have that old school perspective on how the game used to be played. To me, it doesn't get boring. Sometimes you got baseball guys, well, back in that days, we didn't do this, we didn't do that. Okay, I got it. But football is the sport, in my opinion, that needs that old school, this is the way we used to do a perspective.
I get it.
To go back to DK for a second, a lot of Seahawks fans said that he would freak out on the sidelines if he didn't get the ball. Which is normal behavior.
For wide receivers.
One person said, I'm baffled by the fact he walked over to a non-Pittsburgh fan during the game, especially if he remembered him. And yep. The next comment said, 31 fan bases are confused. Seahawks fans aren't confused.
Maybe that's what I'm talking more. Because, like, again, when the Seahawks were at their peak, remember, I was watching the Cardinals play. Remember when DK ran down Buda Baker? And then we had that meme after the pick. But there was always stuff about him being, maybe unhappy is the right word. Maybe it's not he's doing anything wrong, but behind the scenes. I'd like to look this up and see if I was right about that or not.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Shovels at 8:30. Kim McCusick at 8. But on the other side, Hobbs said he's not worried about his job security. But how do you think the next two games will impact his future? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
How's John Harbaugh's job status? The money would suggest is pretty solid. This is what he had to say about it.
One thing I always have believed is that, first of all, coaching at any level is a day-to-day job. Your job is to do the best job you can today.
and to do everything you can to help your players and your coaches, if you're a head coach, be the best they can be every single day. And it's never been about keeping a job. And there's no such thing as, like, your job or my job. We have responsibilities. We're given opportunities to steward those responsibilities, and you're given a job to do that until you're not, you know, and then you try to do the best. I try to do the job, not try to keep the job, because there's no such thing as having a job, just doing a job. And so my focus is on always, and has been for the last 18 years here and the last 41 years in coaching, has been to try to do the best job I can today and fight as hard as I can so the guys can have the best chance to be successful today. And anything after today, I'm not thinking about. Because, you know, it's not given for us to think about. We don't have control over that except for the job we do today. And if we do a good enough job today, then the opportunity to do that job or a different job will be there tomorrow. And that's what you hope for.
How can you do a good enough job today if you don't have a job?
He says he doesn't have a job. He does a job.
I mean, I just think he's talking in circles there. But, okay. What do you think?
I think I'm dumber for listening to that.
What is he even talking like?
See, this is where we get to the point of the relationship. We've all been there, where when you talk, you annoy me.
Yeah,
you've been to that before.
Yeah,
like just stop.
About 3 months into this show,
stop. When you talk, you annoy me, and I want to say that because I want to be fair in how I comment on what he says, and I want to be totally transparent. What he says right now does not resonate with me because I'm annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to what he says because it's my job. But do know I go into it. The minute I toss it to Joe to play a sound, I'm already annoyed before I listen to what he has to say. That's where I am. I'm completely biased against anything he says right now because I'm so annoyed. And I became annoyed when he said, we're only talking about six plays. For a four-point game, you lost by four, and six plays weren't important?
Yeah, especially when you had an 11-point lead in the fourth quarter. Those six plays, like if one of those plays goes a little bit better, and as I pointed out, you talk about six plays. The Ravens' first drive of the game was six plays. Derrick Henry got four carries on that drive. You know what
including
happened? A 21-yard touchdown run. And what do you think happens to a team that's tired as hell in the fourth quarter when they're facing that guy? Because last time I checked, the last time he touched the ball, he what? Ran it in for a touchdown because he had two.
I'm just annoyed. You wonder if he's talked to Steve Bisciotti lately. This is what he had to say.
I mean, a lot of messages. Steve has been fantastic. You know, he's a great leader. He's supportive. He's also challenging. You know, Steve wants to win. You know, he wants to be successful. He's one of the I've been around a lot of competitors, you know, in this job or even in my family, you know. And there's no bigger competitor than Steve Bisciotti. And that's one of the many things I admire about him and appreciate of him. So he's been great. And he's been challenging in every great kind of way. And I appreciate that. And he helps me to be better. And that's what I'm grateful for.
In those discussions, have there been talks about the future? Has there been any kind of assurances or anything like that?
Now, the future is today. The future is the Green Bay Packers. I mean, that's what we're looking at.
You don't play the Green Bay Packers today. Darius and Towson. What's up, Darius?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Happy holidays, by the way.
Same to you.
I want to discuss with John Harbaugh. I'm kind of annoyed with him. And I feel like it's time, no matter how far the Ravens make it, even if they make it to the playoffs somehow, I still think that it's just time for a change of scenery. I mean, give him condolence. He's been a coach for us for about 18 seasons. But, man, in 18 seasons, when he had one Super Bowl run. And I keep telling people all this again, like, Andy Reid's been a head coach for the Chiefs for about 13 seasons, and he brought on 11 postseasons with three Super Bowl rings. Harbaugh only made us one Super Bowl run. And he's been here for 18 years. And I just feel like he lost the locker room. And it's like when you feel like some guys don't want to play for you no more, it's only if you be here no more. And then it doesn't help when he goes on the podium and says stupid stuff like six plays. How do you don't run Derrick Henry in the fourth quarter when you got a team that's on the ropes?
It was Keaton's turn, man. Did you not hear him say that? It was Keaton's turn.
I don't know if he's lost the locker room, so I'm not going to go
in. There have been rumors about that, man.
Yeah, I mean, but there were rumors that Brandon Hyde lost the clubhouse, and he didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't lose the clubhouse. I mean, a lot of injuries and other things. So I don't. I'm not going to. I don't know if he's lost it or not. I do know this. I see him by himself a lot on the sidelines more than I've seen him in the past.
Can I tell you what's hilarious is that it's so amazing that it took until week 16 to go, hey, it's Keaton Mitchell's turn finally. We got to get him in the game.
When in
get
week
him
one.
Well, the first 5 weeks of the season, he couldn't dress. He couldn't be on this team. But when the playoffs are on the line, yeah, we got to get him some carries because it's his turn. Do you understand how stupid that sounds, John? And again, I'll go back to it. If there was only a guy on this team that could have overruled the running backs coach and Derrick Henry, and by the way, I don't think Derrick Henry's saying, I don't want to go back in, it's Keaton's turn. That guy would have stayed out there on that damn football field eating.
We don't have time to play it, but Cordell did ask him if he has the ability to say to Monken, no, I want Derrick to go in the game.
And he said?
He said, yes, I do, but it wasn't necessary at that point in time.
Let's go to Mike in West Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, turn the radio down.
Guys, good morning, man. How y'all feeling?
Good. Doing well. How are you?
Good, good, good. Happy holidays. Listen,
same
man.
To you.
That is the dumbest statement I've ever heard in my life. I don't know what Harbaugh is talking about when he says, you don't have a job, you do a job. Dude, your job is the head coach. Do your job. So I don't know if he was trying to sound deep or profound.
He was. He was trying to sound philosophical. Yeah, it was.
It made no sense, right? You don't have a job, you do a job. And then I want to say this. I watch the Patriots head coach on the sideline. Me and my son went to game Sunday night. Man, I watched him how he took charge of the sideline. He took charge of the huddles when they came over. He took charge of the timeouts. And then I watch what Harbaugh does, right? And I compare that, and I'm like, even the coaching is different. I'm like, Harbaugh, I don't know what you're doing, but what I'm seeing from you at the game as a fan, as a spectator, I don't get a chance to see him take charge of our team on the sideline. So hopefully we can get this right. Hopefully we still can make the playoffs. You guys have a good Christmas.
You too, man. 410-583-1057 is the number. That's what I was saying, but also admitting that I'm annoyed by him. But that whole you don't have a job thing, I'm like, huh?
There are photos of Harbaugh on the sideline talking to players. You can't.
I'm not saying he's not talking to players. No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that a lot more times where he's standing alone than I've seen in years past. I know he talks to players.
Yeah, he asked Derrick Henry whose turn it was to run the football.
Well, you can't compare Mike Vrabel to. That's just not their management. Mike Vrabel is a former player. Like, Mike Vrabel has inserted himself in positions he probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I wouldn't compare. I agree with that. I wouldn't compare those two at all. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Shovels at 8:30, but on the other side, Film Study Baltimore's own Ken McCusick joins us up next on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.